This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
DJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
We've been discussing Kick-Ass Torrents, the latest torrent website to have been taken out by the federal government. The purported owner of the site has been arrested in Poland. His name is Artem Wallin. The story at Wired.com says this may be a very big case, because one of the things about torrents is that, yeah, they allow people to download illegal movies and music and, you know, video games and programs and things like that. But the torrents themselves are very, very small files. They're just a few kilobytes. They're not very large at all. They just have some information that allows your computer with a torrent program like uTorrent or whatever to go and acquire the actual files in question. So Kick-Ass Torrents never once actually hosted a single illegal file. They never had a music file or a movie or something like that on their server. But nonetheless, that's not stopping the government from going after this guy. And so they're interviewing over at Wired Magazine Ira Rothkin. He's a technology-focused lawyer who actually defended Kim.com when he was under attack by the federal government during their legal troubles over at Mega Upload. And by the way, I believe Kim.com is currently retooling his website for a new launch, which is very exciting. He's got some cool stuff in the works, as usual. But he says there's no content files in Kick-Ass Torrents. They're just linking information. He pointed to a case of MGM Studios versus Grokster, in which the Supreme Court held that peer-to-peer file-sharing companies could be sued for any infringement that happens under their auspices. Quote, one infringes contributorily by intentionally inducing or encouraging direct infringement, and infringes vicariously by profiting from direct infringement while declining to exercise the right to stop or limit it, wrote since-retired Justice David Souter in the unanimous Supreme Court opinion. That latter phrase certainly seems to apply to Kick-Ass Torrents, which Rothkin says is all the more reason it should be a civil, not criminal case. In fact, Rothkin says it's possible that authorities are using the Kick-Ass Torrents case as a test case to exert greater control over how torrents are regulated. He says that there's no doubt that this has the telltale signs of a test criminal case. If the defense prevails, then the Department of Justice can point to this scenario to tell Congress that there may need to be an update to the criminal copyright laws. And if Kick-Ass Torrents loses, then there's now legal precedent to bring criminal charges against torrent website operators. The most famous precursor to this case, which is the Pirate Bay, their operator was tried in Sweden, and it was a joint criminal and civil procedure. As for the domains, those listed by the Department of Justice all appear to be down, but a cursory Google search turns up at least one active site that appears to be an unofficial mirror of Kick-Ass Torrents. It's just one of several sites claiming to house a copy of the website, many of which may simply be password traps, as Torrent Freak notes. Individual users of KAT, while it existed, likely don't have much to fear in terms of criminal liability. It's very hard to prove direct infringement in the context of a torrent site. Still, proceed with caution, says Wired. To the extent, says their expert, that anyone is acting in a way that's risky, it would be likely that the site's being highly monitored by a governmental authority. In other words, now's not a great time to use Kick-Ass Torrents, or to be the guy who allegedly ran it. And if the case ends with a conviction, it's going to be a bad time for torrents all around. What do you think, TJ? You're our resident legal expert. Is this guy going to go to prison?
And yes.
Okay.
So here's the problem. If you take something that's copyrighted and you make an unauthorized copy of it, the moment you accept something of value in exchange for that unauthorized copy, so it doesn't matter, software, book, if I photocopy a book off my shelf and I can give it to you, that's on questionable ground. But One that I'm not authorized to duplicate, unlike this book right here, which I, Joe Jar. Yes, I have yet to read Joe's book. Anyway,
what's the book called?
Joe Jarvis. Called Flight Grounded, Department of Civilian Oversight by Joe Jarvis.
But, Daryl, you handed him that book, but it's not really copyrighted, is it?
No, it's copyrighted.
Not under Daryl's label, I suspect it's
I
not.
I did not publish that.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, because I know you published one of Joe's books.
I published his first
fact,
novel.
It has the little C right there. With
Joe
the
Jarvis, how could you?
I know, we're going to have to chat with that young man about BitCot licenses and so forth.
Now, Daryl, are any of your books copyrighted that you've published?
Not to my knowledge. I believe they're all under Creative Commons.
I thought you did CopyHeart.
So that there's some stuff that is public domain that, yeah. You know, like I can't claim any kind of whatever. But generally I will put Creative Commons and CopyHeart both.
What is CopyHeart for listeners that don't know?
CopyHeart is something that was created by Nina Paley. She's best known for the jingle Copying Is Not Theft.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it says is, you know, like copying is a form of flattery and it's, you know, a loving thing to do and love should not be subject to law. So go ahead, make copies of it because
anyway,
copying is not theft.
If I were to give you my Netflix password or something, make a copy of a movie for a dollar or two, that's probably not, I mean, that's technically a violation of Title 17, United States Code, Section 501, 506, criminal copyright
infringement. If you gave him a copy of something and he made you a sandwich,
yes,
and
that's
it
something
was
of value.
Not, I will give you the sandwich in exchange for, but it happened on the same day or within a couple of hours,
most of the feds
would probably say that that was some sort of
consideration. It comes down to these laws are very vague, and it comes down to a lot of people violate the laws, but when you get it, a lot of the case comes down to he's a evil person type arguments.
Yeah.
So this guy is evil because not only was he copywriting copying without permission.
But he made money off.
But he made money off of it. And not only a little money, like $5,000, $10,000, he made millions.
But he didn't copy anything without permission. He just put up a website where people could upload torrents.
He knowingly or should have reasonably known that there was criminal activity or unauthorized copying undergoing, you know, so I mean that's one of the arguments.
So conspiracy.
Conspiracy. 18 U.S.C. Section 371 conspiracy is a very dangerous law because I don't have to do anything overtly illegal to do serious prison time. So, for example, if you, Daryl, and me, we all say, let's go rob a bank. Well,
I'm out.
Okay. Well, that's the first element, a meeting of the minds to commit a felony against a person in the United States. So that's conspiracy. And then the second thing you need is an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. So if it was just myself, I can go out and buy all the ski masks. I can buy a gun to rob the bank. I can surveil the bank, take all the photos I want. As long as I don't actually cross the line and go in with the gun and rob the bank, I'm pretty on solid legal ground. The moment I conspire with somebody and we say, let's go rob the bank, and you go out and you take one picture, or you go out to Walmart and you buy one ski mask. That is one act in furtherance of the conspiracy.
Hmm.
And juries don't really distinguish between we were going to rob the bank and we just bought a ski mask versus we went in. I mean, so like a lot of juries, they just say, well, you were going to rob the bank, but you backed out at the last moment. You're still guilty of something is how the jury's going to read it.
Let me ask this question. Let's say that you decide you're going to go buy some ski mask. You never talk to anybody
Correct.
About what is going to happen with the ski mask.
So there's no meeting of the minds.
No meeting of the minds, but you have the ski mask. You set the ski mask down in a place that you know, like a roommate or somebody will see it.
Yeah.
And you have a note that says, if you are to do X, then here's a ski mask you could use. Would that be conspiracy, even though there was no meeting of the mind? You're just saying, hey, if you're going to go do something illegal, wear a ski mask, maybe. And
Mr. Daryl W. Perry, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Do you routinely leave ski masks out for people to rob banks in your apartment?
I don't have an apartment.
So I would set that up a little better, because Daryl's being a little difficult. But, you know, a lawyer, if you can argue that to a jury with a straight face and you think they'll believe you, go for it. I'm just telling you my experience, 12 common sense citizens, if they hear that you plan to rob a bank and that you were going to do it and you bought a ski mask, but you got cold feet at the last moment, they might say, okay, well, we'll give
you... Well, it does snow in New Hampshire, and if you're not wearing thick enough socks, your feet will get cold in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Socks don't help me that much. Feet just get cold. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'd like to say there are masks in this home, but they are only intended to be used for legal purposes.
Lawful purposes.
Like protesting.
Well, even that can be a questionable...
Or keeping your nose warm.
In New York City, it's illegal to wear a mask during a riot, so you can't wear a helmet, anything to protect yourself.
In some places, the cops wear masks and helmets all the time in riots.
In some places, it's illegal to wear a mask anytime, anywhere, with the exception of, like, Halloween. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Share your thoughts on piracy. It's Free Talk Live.
Arr.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
TJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
And coming up in just about a month from now, it's HempFest, NH HempFest, the third annual. First one for me, though. I've never been to New Hampshire HempFest before. I'm super excited to go because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the event. It's August 25th through the 28th. That's a Thursday through Sunday at Rogers Campground. Incredibly beautiful location. Highly recommend you join us for it if you can make it up there. You do need to have the VIP ticket to get in to see Free Talk Live broadcasting live, but it's not that much more expensive for VIP. Even if you can't afford VIP, not a problem. We're still going to be hanging out at the campground all weekend long, so we'll be looking forward to meeting you. NHHempFest.com. That's NHHempFest.com. As we continue here, you can share your thoughts with us about whatever's on your mind. Let's go. Oh, by the way, coming up, Book Virgins. I definitely want to hear about Book Virgins. Since we've been talking about movies and music, what about reading? Well, apparently young people today are less and less likely to have ever read, they're less likely to have ever read a book.
Yes.
In their lives. First up, though, Sarah is in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, TJ, and Daryl. Hello, Sarah.
Well, yes. You know, here in Albuquerque, we did have some very interesting elections. You know, we had voted on the abortion. We had a poll survey on marijuana. We voted on mental health. I voted for wage increase 3 times, state, city, and county level. And they have asked for money for public transit. I voted on that like 3-4 times. And, of course, we had the election on red light cameras.
You know you're only supposed to vote once per election, right, Sarah?
I think she's saying that they've brought the question up numerous times.
I see.
Right,
not
right,
that she
correct.
Went and grabbed multiple ballots and committed voter fraud, because that would be a very naughty thing to do.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, at least 4 times. I mean, on the ballot, city election, national election, they asked for, do you want money for public transit? That was asked at least 3-4 times. And now they're collecting 40,000 signatures to put the rapid transit on the November. And I'm thinking to myself, how can they get 40,000 signatures in 2 months so that we could vote on it in November when Mayor Barry, he's already bought the buses already and they're chopping down all the trees.
So what you're referring to is something you've called about before, the Area Rapid Transit or whatever it stands for. It's some sort of federal government grant, some kind of program that the city of Albuquerque is accepting in order to tear up a major thoroughfare and put in basically a trolley or some sort of bus in the middle of the street, and businesses and people who travel there, who drive, are very upset about this. People like you who love government subsidies, you love the idea. And so maybe you've got, I don't know what's going to go on the ballot in November. Maybe it's a proposal to reject this this art thing, because a lot of people are very, very upset about it.
Yeah, that is the question. But the thing is, what's bewildering is the buses are already bought. It's battery powered.
Well, they can sell them. They can sell them off. Because it's not too late. Just because the program's already been approved, it doesn't mean the government can't stop the wheels from turning, so to speak, here and put a halt to this thing, if that's what people are demanding.
My question is, like, since when do they respect that? I mean, how often does the lawmakers really honor the wishes of the voters?
Very seldom. It's very rare that they will honor the voters' wishes.
It really depends on whether or not it's a binding referendum, whatever's voting on. Sometimes there's non-binding referendums, which means they're just asking people's opinions and they're going to do whatever the hell they want to do. There are times when it's a binding referendum, like the tax and regulate cannabis amendments that went through in Colorado and Washington.
Thanks, Sarah, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here, 855-450-3733. So I did say I had the top 10 most popular torrent websites. This according to torrentfreak.com. According to the site, this is the most popular in 2016. Number one, Kickass Torrents, which is now down.
It's gone.
The federal government have attacked Kickass Torrents. Yeah, maybe it will come back. Maybe there was more than just one person behind that website, but they did target one man in particular for that. Number two, the Pirate Bay. Site says that the Pirate Bay is one of the main piracy icons. The torrent site wasn't online at the beginning of 2015 and had to deal with a staff revolt. However, it quickly regained millions of users after a successful comeback, operating from a hydra of domain names until last week.
Quote LL Cool J, don't call it a comeback. They've been here for years.
It's true. The Pirate Bay is a real mainstay in the area of torrents. Number three, ExtraTorrent. Continues to gain more traffic and has become one of the most active torrent communities. The site is also home of the popular ETTV and ETRG release groups.
ET phone home.
What's a release group, TJ?
That I have no idea.
Oh, all right. Well,
You stumped me.
I can explain. Something I know that TJ doesn't know?
Yes, it happens from time to time.
So the release groups are the people who rip the videos from not YouTube, but from the channels that broadcast them. So, if it's on AMC, The Walking Dead, or whatever, one of these release groups will record it. They will then upload that recording to create a torrent of that recording, upload the torrent to the various different torrent websites with their name attached to it, so they get the credit for being sort of the first to the illegal marketplace.
Oh, okay.
With that particular stuff. Sometimes they will take shots at one another, because if they record video, but the video tracks, let's say, off from the audio, so after 5 minutes of watching the video, all of a sudden it's no longer synced, the mouths are moving at the wrong time for the actual audio, another release group will then upload what they call a proper version, and then they'll take a strike in the NFO file, because sometimes there are text files that are distributed with it, where the release group sort of brags about who they are and how long they've been in the game or whatever, and then they'll take a shot at the other release group who botched up the other release. There have been these groups, not just in the area of video releases, but also, of course, there have been crackers for a long time that have cracked video games since way back in the 1990s, for instance, and some of those groups are still around today. Number four on the list of top 10 most popular torrent sites of 2016, just to show you that torrents are not going anywhere simply because one of the sites has been taken offline. Number four, Torrents with a Z. Torrents has been the leading BitTorrent meta search engine for many years. Unlike the other sites featured in the list, Torrents does not host any torrent files or magnet links, but redirects visitors to other places on the web. The site uses several domain names, with .eu being the most popular. Torrents.eu, so this is a smart move on their part. They are sort of like the Google of torrents, if you will, in that these other websites actually host the torrent files. But, of course, as we pointed out earlier, torrent files aren't the actual movies or music. They're just the instructions to the computers to how to get those movies or music.
Right, but I think that what they're doing here is really, really smart.
Right.
To where it gives even more plausible deniability to where we've never had any documents on our computer at all.
Yeah, we just searched the other sites. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. There's a few more. We'll give you the top 10 list on our Facebook and Twitter if you want to explore it for yourself. Coming up, book versions. Daryl's going to tell us what that means and how many of them there are. It sounds like a scary story.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
DJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
Want to let you know about our audio on-demand listen line. You can call up to 641-793-9660 and listen to the Liberty Radio Network, as well as about a dozen of the LRN original shows, including Free Talk Live, on demand, whenever you want to listen. It's your schedule. Go to, call them up at 641-793-9660. It is a long-distance number, so if you still pay long-distance charges, then they may apply. But if you got an unlimited plan, like pretty much everybody does, then it will cost you nothing but the battery time that it costs to dial this up if you're on a cell phone. If you're on your home phone line, it probably won't cost you a darn thing. But anyway, you should know your own plan, so you have to deal with that. There's close to a dozen of these great shows on there, like The Freedom Fiends, Angel Clark, The Rebel Love Show, Cop Block Radio, and more. You can call up and, of course, listen to the LRN.FM live stream through this as well. And you can leave a message for Free Talk Live and the other shows by pressing 0 once you start listening. So if you call up 641-793-9660, press 2 for Free Talk Live, and then you can press 0 anytime you want if you want to leave us your feedback, which we might just use on the air. So, again, that phone number is 641-793-9660. It's a great way to save some data, too, if you're, you know, close to your maximum on your data plan.
Or if you have a dumb phone.
Correct. Dumb phones. This is perfect for dumb phones. So 641-793-9660. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live, and you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've been talking about the takedown of Kick-Ass Torrents, but since we've been discussing media, we kind of got into a short discussion about books a few moments ago and publishing, and you had a story, Daryl, that introduced me to a new term, book virgin.
Yes.
Where is it from?
This comes from intellectualtakeout.org, and they say that many college students are, in fact, book virgins. They begin by saying, to gain admittance to college in the 17th century, students had to be able to read and translate various Latin authors on sight. 100 years ago, students were required to have read various classical works before being admitted to college. Today, however, many American students are being admitted to college without ever having read a book from start to finish.
Oh, my.
They are part of a cohort of students known as book virgins.
So now when you say book virgin, are you meaning that they haven't read the story within the book, or are you saying they haven't read the medium of a physical paper book? So I could envision
from start to finish, they have not finished an entire book.
That they have read bits and pieces of a book, but they have not read an entire book
in their whole life.
Wow. Because, you know, really, that's the amazing thing. Books used to be like in the Middle Ages, you'd have to have a human copy them physically. So a book would be like $25,000 because you would take a whole year to copy the Bible or whatever book the monk was copying.
Wow.
You'd have to feed him and clothe him and heat his room while he copied that book for you. So
until
books,
the printing press.
Until Gutenberg's printing press, when then a Bible went from $25,000 equivalent in modern day currency to like $500. So wealthy people could own them instead of just the insanely wealthy.
So we had a bunch of book virgins back then, and so we're kind of going back to the past, is what you're saying there.
And but, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, you can always read To Kill a Mockingbird or A Separate Piece or Pride and Prejudice. You just go online. You go to your used bookstore, and for like $3 or $4, you get like a lot of entertainment. They're very economical, and they're wonderful ways of expressing ourselves. But
well, these people aren't illiterate. They can go on a website and read stuff. They can read, they just don't read books.
Right. Okay. So the National Association of Scholars has pointed out this phenomenon in their recent report titled Beach Books, What Do Colleges and Universities Want Students to Read Outside of Class? The report offers a detailed assessment of the books that colleges across America recommend to their students before they begin classes in the fall. The reading level of these books is oftentimes very low, meant to cater to the group of students who are book virgins. The report says the desire to appeal to incoming students who have rarely, if ever, read an adult book on their own led selection committees to choose low-grade accessible works that are presumed to appeal to book virgins.
Like Sesame Street.
Not
Berenstain
necessarily.
Bears.
Sure.
Or Berenstain Bears. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, the whole Mandela effect. We've talked about that with Conan on the show, and I'm convinced that Conan's part of that alternate universe where he just makes everything up.
For listeners who don't know, there's some controversy over whether or not the Berenstain Bears were Berenstein Bears or Berenstain Bears, either an E or an A.
And then it got changed in, you know, some sort of
one sounded a little bit too Jewishy, and they were like, no, the Jew.
No, what it is that
there was a glitch in the Matrix, and we're now living in an alternate reality, and a bunch of people have a false memory.
Many people remember from their childhood.
Yeah, I remember the
Berenstein Bears. Berenstein Bears.
Yeah.
Berenstein,
Papa Bear, Mama Bear.
Mm-hmm. Stein. However, if you actually go and look at the Berenstein Bears, you'll see that it's spelled Berenstain, Stain.
Okay.
And so there's a conspiracy theory that says basically that, you know, it did say E-I-N when we were kids, and that somehow we've shifted into some sort of alternative universe that where it's the Berenstain Bears. Now, of course, the Berenstain Bears, people say it's always been Berenstain, but there are a lot of people with a collective memory that says it was Berenstain.
No, actually, I remember this. When I worked at the NSA, we had to break into the Library of Congress, and all those copies of the books that said Berenstain Bears, we had to pull them out of the shelves and replace them with identical copies that said Berenstain Bears, and all the card catalogs and the databases and every Barnes & Noble across the country.
Went down the Orwellian memory hole.
I mean, yeah, I remember that clearly when we had to do the Berenstain job. I think it was Operation Honey Trap, I believe.
But no one ever called it Berenstain when I was growing
up. No, it was always Berenstain.
I never called it Berenstain. I called it the Bernstein Bears.
Really?
I never realized that there was a vowel after the R and before the N.
But even then, Bernstein would still have been a mispronunciation of the end of the word.
Right.
So I think what it was people mispronounced it, and so because it was so mispronounced, people thought it was spelled differently. But
right, and when we were talking about this on the show a couple months ago, I pulled up a thing of where people mishear song lyrics, people misquote books.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah, and then, you know, like there's a bunch of stuff like... And Casablanca, at the very end, everybody thinks that he says, "Play it again, Sam," and that's not what he says.
What does he say?
Ready? Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
But everybody thinks he says, "Play it again."
Yeah, I've never seen it, so I wouldn't.
You've never seen Casablanca?
No.
I've never seen it.
I know what we're doing tonight.
But I don't want to know what you're doing with Ian tonight. This is
showing
a family radio show. People misremember movie quotes all the time, and nobody counts that up to glitch in the Matrix. Back to the article about book virgins. The report from the National Association of Scholars says that the selection of low-grade accessible works to appeal to book virgins who will flee actual college-level reading, such book virgins have to be wooed with simple, unchallenging works. And how many book virgins are there among entering college freshmen? According to David Randall of the NAS, who drew upon NEA and Pew statistics, about 4 million which represents 20% of incoming freshmen. One in five freshmen is a virgin, a book
virgin.
Virgin.
Yeah.
Sadly, these students have discovered that they can receive adequate and even good grades in high school without ever reading a page of their assigned text.
So I think that we can blame the government for this one because they have been shoving books down kids' throats for years. That makes reading very unfun. When reading is a mandatory assignment, it is something that people, at least people like me, will push back against. I did not like it when I was told to read books in school, and so therefore I did not. I never read a single one that they ever assigned me, with the exception of one.
Which was?
Which was Anthem by Ayn Rand, and that was only because it was short.
Okay.
That's the only reason I read that one. Toll Freedom is not because I couldn't read or didn't like to read. I liked to read. I had read books. I had books of my own at home that I was interested in, but I didn't like to be told to read. The toll-free number here is 855-450 for your thoughts on book virgins.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing on Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Call in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you support Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing here on this program, then please become an amplifier today at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is your $5 a month is something we can invest into Free Talk Live, helping us get on more radio stations all around the country, bringing internet listeners on board, exposing new people to our ideas of freedom, liberty, and peace. So if that's valuable to you, if it's worth the cost of a cup of fancy coffee every single month, then please join the Free Talk Live AMP program. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, as well as the AMP-only podcast. Get the details, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right there on the website. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. So we go to the phones and to the fun. More about book virgins on the way here. Shocking numbers of new college students have never finished an entire
never
book.
Never read a book from front to back.
Well, is there really a problem with that? I mean, if they're not reading the books and they're still getting good jobs and making lots of money, I say, well,
college students aren't really getting great jobs. I mean, many of them are just working
as fighting for 15.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Rudy is on the line in Bullhead, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Rudy.
Hello. Just on the subject of book virgins, that's so sad.
It is.
You know, there's nothing like, I mean, hopefully everyone's got a book where you couldn't wait to get back to it. I mean, the next 20 minutes free, I'm going back to my book because you're in the middle of wherever you're at. And it's exciting when you're in the middle of a whatever.
Yeah, page turner, as they call it. These college students wouldn't even know what that means.
Well, I know I have a pretty good idea where me and my older brother got it from, because it was three boys in the back of a 52 Ford station wagon, always in the road. And there was a time when I remember growing up, and my father and mother, my dad was like a Jack London kind of guy, and my mom was not. But they, driving, and they would talk about books that they're reading back and forth. And, sitting in the back of the car, and you hear them talking about the story that they're reading, and you realize, wow, these books are really something. There's all kinds of stuff in there. And mm-hmm. It turned me on to the idea of a book. By the time my younger brother got to be that age, my mom and dad were already in the splits. So they didn't talk about books anymore. Needless to say, my younger brother doesn't read at all. And I don't know if it's a clue or whatever, but it sure will for me. I mean, I got to where it's exciting to read a book.
Yeah.
Not much, is it?
I wonder I wonder how long this survey has been going for. Is there an indicator about that, Daryl? Like, is this the first year they've done this?
The Beach Books report that they did was marked here between 2014 and 2016.
But do we know if there was one in 2012, 2010?
It doesn't say.
Because it would be interesting to see if that's changed over the years. I mean, maybe this isn't anything new. Maybe one out of five college students has, for time immemorial, been... completely.
No, because they mention 100 years ago that college students, in order to be admitted into college, you were required to have read various classical works.
Okay.
In the 17th century, you were required to be able to translate Latin on the spot.
Wow. Yeah, I can't do that.
Well, that was the internet back then.
Well, I say I can translate things on the spot. I got my phone right here with Google Translate, so I can speak into it, and it'll say one of 100 languages fluently with, very good. So I don't know why I need to translate anything if the computer does it for me.
So, I mean, let's give young people some credit here, though. There have been some books in the last decade that have been tremendously popular among young people. The Hunger Games, the Harry Potter series,
Harry Potter.
Of course. Yep. So, I mean, obviously books aren't dead, but this is a disturbing statistic.
Right, but again, one in five college freshmen have never read a book.
Anyway, Rudy, what else were you calling about tonight?
When you were at that conference in San Francisco, I called in about a program that I had heard in the middle of the night on BBC about Bitcoin, and I hunted down the information, and you need to listen to this program. And I have, I'm just reading to you how you get there, okay?
All right, if it's brief.
WANU.org. It's a public radio station. Go to programs, and it'll say View BBC World Schedule Variations. You go down to the bottom and click on America and the Caribbean, and it'll get you there. And just type, you just click on 17 July 2016, and local time is 3:06 a.m. And it's a program... there's a guy named Mike Hearn on there, a guy named Alex Walters on there. It's a half an hour of Bitcoin, real good stuff.
So you're recommending a show. I thought you were going to tell us a little bit about what...
No, he called in I think it was Tuesday when you were in San Francisco.
You're the Bitcoin guy. I'm just an old guy that ain't going to ever get into it. But you need to listen to this show.
Here's the best thing to do. Rather than giving people instructions on how to find it, just take the link and submit it to our website at freetalklive.com, and then it'll pop up there for anybody to check out. Rudy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
And the website is Reddit integrated, so that people can vote it up. And if it's Bitcoin related, people are probably going to wind up voting that up.
Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Good evening, brother Ian.
What's on your mind?
Brother Daryl, brother TJ.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
From the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I love you guys.
Okay,
caught your show. I'm sorry.
Said we love you too. Go ahead.
Sorry for loving.
Thank you,
go
brothers.
Ahead.
Yeah, I just caught your show, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the Dumb and American literature, if I could.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'll use myself. I mean, when I was young, I read a lot of books. I love books, especially things that I found interesting when I was real young. Not what I was being taught in school. I already knew that was crock,
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorite books I'll start off with, literature, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, the modern Prometheus, 1818 text. I read before I was 12, I read William S. Burroughs' Naked Lunch. Is a favorite, the works of Shakespeare. Of course, I was looking at, you know, the Bible. And then when I was a little bit older, I don't know, 14, I started getting interested in textual criticism, you know, in various texts. Things that were in the Nag Hammadi library.
So you've gone through some of the things you liked. That's good. But what are your thoughts on young people and them not reading, one out of five having never completed a book?
Well, my thoughts on that is I think the intelligent kids, I know with me, just like you were kind of saying, I mean, first of all, they're disinterested. And plus, I can tell you right now, and I mentioned the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania a lot, when I learned about the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, it wasn't in school. They taught me even in PA with the Bill of Rights and the United States Constitution. I think they might have mentioned it once. And, you know, young kids, you know, they have gotten to the point where they don't read. I can't see to read anymore. But I mean, like the TJ was saying, what do I need to translate for? Well, when it comes to textual criticism in different languages, like Greek is very, I mean, it's the same as our alphabet. Fluent takes maybe about a month. But, I mean, you can do it letter by letter when it comes to the Greek texts, you know, and, you know, go to the, like, you look at.
You say you can be fluent in Greek in 1 month?
Absolutely. And, you see, because their alphanumeric system, just like most of our stuff, is exactly the same and directly translates to English. Look at our Roman numerals and look at our numbers. And I'll say to TJ.
Well, we don't. I hate to say we have Arabic numerals. So Roman numerals are like I, V, X. We actually use Arabic numerals. That's I hate to tell people who are anti-Muslim, but unfortunately, the Muslims gave us our 0 through 9 numbering system.
Oh, I love telling bigots that it was the Muslims.
I don't think Ricky's a bigot. I don't.
Oh no, I wasn't saying that. I was just. But he said Roman numerals, and I said, it was. I apologize. It wasn't important. Go ahead with your story.
No, that's
sir.
An important correction, I think.
Yeah, actually, you know, because if you look at I, that's one. I, that's two.
All right, we don't need a, you
never
know,
mind,
a,
his, never
a lesson on Roman numerals. Thanks, Ricky, for your call tonight. I don't really know what exactly he was trying to say there.
Me either.
Well, we're running close to the end here, so we gotta kind of have to wrap up and move on. And
so I did find a little bit more data. You asked how long they've been doing this.
Yeah.
The NAS, that's the National Association of Scholars, first did a study in 2010, and they found, quote-unquote, the vast majority of assigned books in the 290 colleges that they studied had been published in the preceding decade. So the vast, you know, they studied 290 colleges to see what their required reading was.
So fewer classics.
And the vast majority were newer books. They did find 10 colleges that had reached back further. So only 3.4% of colleges, and they looked at, you know, some of the stuff by Thoreau.
All right, so
Marx,
we're almost out of time here. If you're a book virgin, we want you to come out of the closet and admit it, but tonight you can't call in because we're already done. But maybe on another night, if you're a book virgin, we want to hear from you. Tell us why and what happened. See you tomorrow.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.